Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, statistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over something called hierarchical regression. Just to give you some context, regression is something that is oftentimes used in the context of the social sciences, namely in the discipline of public health. And the reason the reason you would need to use this is because a lot of times you would need to control for confounding variables that might have an impact on the main relationship between the explanatory variable and the outcome variable. So with that context, let's now go through the tenets of regression, hierarchical regression, and see how that works. So these are some objectives, how hierarchical regression differs from multiple regression, and discuss where you would use control variables in a hierarchical regression analysis. So the main way that a hierarchical regression can be defined is that you're actually working on one block at a time. So each block represents one step or model. The order or which predictor goes into which block to enter predictors into the model is decided by the researchers, but should always be based on theory. So what you're doing is you have multiple models and you're comparing the strength of the relationship, or R squared, and sometimes the change in R squared between one model and another, to determine what the best combination of variables are in order to understand the relationship. And this actually works when you have multiple independent variables. So the hierarchical regression are the same as those covered for simple or basic multiple regression. And you may wish to go back to the section on multiple regression assumptions if you can't remember the assumptions. So this example, you can actually click on the link for Chapter 5, Hierarchical Regression. And there's four slides there referring to the rest of the section. We can just briefly click on that and take a look what's in there, and then return to this window here. So let's take a look at what's in PowerPoint in terms of hierarchical regression. So this is hierarchical regression. Physical illness is actually a continuous variable. As I said, this is multiple regression. And multiple regression, for those of you that a lot of times may be confused over the nomenclature, physical illness is actually a continuous dependent variable, and that is what you need when you're completing a linear regression. So let's take a look at how this is happening. So in block one, you put gender and age, and in block two, you can put perceived stress. And then you go into the collinearity statistics the assumption check to ensure that there is no multicollinearity going on. And when I talk about multicollinearity, actually, what the statement that I make is that a lot of times the independent variables can be related to each other. And for instance, if you're looking at socioeconomic status and poverty income ratio, then these variables are actually connected, and you could see some multicollinearity. I don't want to belabor that point too much. So these are the linear regression model fits. Model one, the R squared and the adjusted R squared is kind of low compared to model two. And so that there's about 25% 0.25 relationship between the independent and dependent variables. So model comparison, 1 to 2, there's actually an additional 0.206 change, and that means that the difference between these two models are quite significant. So here's the two models, and again, this is linear regression. And then you get to take a look at more specific results in terms of each of the models. So let's end up talking about how we're going to be writing up the results of the hierarchical regression. So this is a very important place, and you can probably find this in layered statistics. However, this is a place where all the findings are reported, and that allows you to understand how the, for instance, first block versus second block, and you can actually create multiple blocks to do this. So I hope this has provided you with some insight in terms of how to use linear regression, and more specifically how to use hierarchical linear regression. And again, this is kind of the choice by the researcher. However, it has to be based off of theory. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.